Officials with Vancouver-based Heatherdale Resources were pretty optimistic a couple of years ago about the potential of the Delta Project. Initial exploration at the site, about 36 miles west of Tok, showed promising deposits of gold, silver, copper, and zinc. But Heatherdale President and CEO Patrick Smith says company officials decided a couple of weeks ago that given the falling price of gold and, more importantly, the availability of investors, it's time to get out of the Delta Project and focus instead on Heatherdale's other, more promising prospect in Alaska, the Niblack Project near Ketchikan.
We came to the conclusion that money is tight, if you will, in our industry, in our sector of the industry, and therefore Niblack was the project that deserved the funding.
Smith says exploration at Niblack is farther along, and it's showing potentially rich deposits of precious and base metals, and that will attract more investors than a prospect that's in the early stages of exploration, like the Delta Project.
Your advanced stage exploration projects like Niblack have a much better opportunity to find money to keep those projects moving, as opposed to something that's, you know, early stage exploration that really is more speculative.
Smaller and mid-sized mineral exploration companies depend on such speculation by investors. But Kurt Freeman, who runs a mining consultant firm in Fairbanks, says those investors aren't putting their money into risky ventures such as mining exploration these days. He says the global risk capital market has sharply declined over the past 6 months due to investors' growing concerns over the health of the world's economies.
The U.S. economy, European economy, other economies around the world that are suffering for any number of reasons. And that risk capital comes from investors who, when they see that risk is becoming too high, they pull that highest risk capital off the table.
And that's going to cause a steep drop in mineral exploration expenditures in Alaska to around half of the 2010 peak of about $300 million, says Freeman, president of Avalon Development Corporation. It may be too early for Freeman's prediction of a slump in mineral exploration to be reflected in the number of mining permits issued by the State Department of Natural Resources. Jeff Rogers, a geologist with the department's mining division office in Fairbanks, says that trend seems to be headed in the other direction.
The number of permitted exploration projects is increasing.
Rogers says the agency issued 108 permits last year, up from 92 in 2011. He says 53 have been issued so far this year. But he says the number of permits issued doesn't necessarily indicate the level of exploration that actually takes place out in the field.
A lot of folks will put in for permits and then never do anything.
There are lots of permits being submitted both last year and so far this year. But some of those are simply permits put in so that if the financial markets change for the better, your permits will be in hand and you can get to work.
Freeman also thinks many permits issued this year are for smaller operations, such as placer mines. He says big established mining operations like the Kinross, Fort Knox, and Sumitomo Pogo gold mines that aren't dependent on risk capital are making big profits, despite a 15% drop in the price of gold over the past 6 months, down to about $1,475 an ounce. But Freeman says the slump in exploration this year causes concern among those big operators because it will set back the discovery of new deposits and slow down Alaska's mining industry for the next few years.
When you put on the brake and say, okay, I'm not spending, people disappear, expertise disappears, they go elsewhere, they go wherever the work happens to be.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.